You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, your community NPR station. And keeping those community connections alive, we bring you On the Ground IPSY, our weekly partnership with Concentrate Media. This is Lisa Berry, and I'm joined by reporter Sarah Rigg, who focuses on the Ypsilanti community with special reports and stories, and then joins us here on WEMU to talk about what she's focused on this week. Hi, Sarah. Welcome.
Hello.
And who have you brought with you this weekend? What are we talking about?
So this week's feature is about the Health Ambassador Program that Corner Health Center in Ypsilanti is putting on. And I brought with me Jen McLeod, Behavioral Health Coordinator, and Cecilia Aguilar, who is one of the Health Ambassadors.
Remind people what the Corner Health Center is all about.
It's an adolescent health center, and our mission is to provide judgment-free, high-quality, affordable health services to young people aged 12 through 25. So we just have primary care, mental health care, OB care. I like to think of it as kind of a one-stop shop, so you can get all your care there in one place.
I've been there. I did a feature for WEMU on the place. I know they're doing a lot of good work helping a lot of people. So tell us about this program that Sarah has written about this week.
This is a program that was created a few years back by our health educator, and I inherited this program. I just recently took it over. It's a collaborative program with our Youth Leadership Council, funded by the Community Foundation and United Way. And this is a program based on a peer education model. So youth are equipped to act as health ambassadors to peers in their community through educational outreach workshops. Our current cohort of ambassadors have been trained to present on several topics, and I could tell you about those later.
Okay, and Cecilia, you're one of those health ambassadors?
Yeah, I am.
How long have you been doing this?
I just went through the program back in September.
And what inspired you to become a health ambassador?
I just thought it was really interesting. The Corner does a lot for people, especially young people, and I don't think that they really know much about it. So I think to get more information out there to younger people would be great.
That's the big focus of this. It's peer-to-peer, younger people to younger people.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Can you tell us some of the aspects that are included in the Health Ambassadors?
Absolutely. So right now, well, our goal is to add to it, but our current topics are healthy relationships, mental health, sexual health, opioid and alcohol addiction, and stereotypes and stigmas.
And how do the health ambassadors get their training?
Right. So they come to a training at the Corner Health Center led by myself and one of our interns. And it's about an 8-hour day training where we have a manual that was actually created by our interns. So it's kind of created for youth by youth. So they would come to the all day training and learn about these various topics in hopes that they can present the topics to their peers.
And when you have the sessions, I'm assuming that you're there supervising and making sure the right things get said.
That's correct.
So, Cecilia, have you participated in any of these yet?
Not yet. I just went through the program. We haven't actually started going out yet, though.
Do you think you're going to have an area of expertise, or do you feel like you have to be ready to talk about any of the six core areas?
She did the training on all of them, and then we'll go our ideas to go out and present in the schools. So Celia is now trained on all the topics, and hopefully she can present those at our whoever decides to pick up the program.
I wondered, though, if you had like a favorite or something you felt personally connected to.
Oh, yeah. I definitely feel like the opioid and alcohol abuse section is really important for younger people. Definitely hits home for me. I know a lot of people who are addicted. Also goes hand in hand with mental health. I think all of them are very important, actually.
So when you go, will you stand up in front of the group and make a presentation, or do you just kind of sit down and have a conversation?
It varies. It kind of depends on what you want to do, who you're talking to, because if you're talking to younger people, you might not talk about everything, so like elementary school children versus like high school students or college-age students. It's set up so that whoever presents it can kind of form it into whatever they want to focus on.
One of the core messages is about suicide prevention, which seems to be a very important topic these days. Tell us what goes into that.
Right. So in the suicide prevention topic, we, of course, talk about mental health, but mostly we provide resources and we let the group know that it's okay to talk about these things. And although as a person, there might not be something we can do to prevent suicide, we absolutely need to speak up and tell someone if we feel someone is suicidal. And it's really just to inform them more about this topic since it's so prevalent in our community nowadays.
I've heard not talking about it is worse than making sure you have a conversation about it.
That's right.
And one of the things I picked up in Sarah Riggs' article that will be part of Concentrate Media this week is you have an exercise when it comes to discussing suicide prevention about why I matter.
Yes, we do. So the group will write on a piece of paper why they matter, and then later on we ask them to share that with the group if they feel comfortable. So that's always a nice exercise just to get students to realize that they do matter and their voice does matter.
So we talked about suicide prevention as being one of the health ambassador programs shared by the Corner Health Center in Ypsilanti. What are some of the others that you address?
Sure. So one of the things we address is stereotypes and stigmas, and bias fits in on this section. So we have an activity to go along with each section. And in this activity, we show different photographs, maybe a picture of a construction worker or a teacher or a doctor. And we ask the students, what do you think that person would look like? So they get an image in their head of, you know, what do they think that a teacher looks like or a doctor? And it's always interesting to see, you know, what they come up with, because many times it's, you know, the stereotype of what that profession is.
Kind of an eye-opener, would you say, Cecilia?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You don't realize, like, your own personal bias until you do something like this. Like, you know, for example, like she said, the construction worker, you look at it and you assume a man, and then we see the picture and it's a woman, and you're like, well, yeah, of course a woman could be a construction worker.
Right. And this is a peer-to-peer program. You're one of the peer health ambassadors. Are you still in school?
Oh, yeah, I'm in my senior year here at Eastern Michigan University.
Okay, so you're in college.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what are you studying?
I'm studying health administration.
So this will be something that will be helpful with your career, do you think?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I could definitely take this to anywhere I go and help teach people.
Are you doing this as an internship or just something on your own?
Well, I am going to be interning at the Corner, but this is something that I just did additionally to that.
Have you learned yourself, do you think, from what you've been involved with?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I feel like a lot of it's just stuff that people don't want to talk about and a lot of things you don't really think about. And I feel like everyone who was in the program that I took learned a lot.
Any other programs or messages we should be talking about right now?
Sure. So the Corner actually has a lot of different programs going on. We have our SOAR and Mom Power, which is a group for young mothers. We are starting up a mental health group called Mood Lifter starting in January, so we're very excited about that.
Where are you presenting these programs right now?
So our hope is to present them to different schools in the area, community organizations, maybe even churches. So far we have set up to present at Ypsilanti Community High School, so we're very excited about that.
What age group are you targeting?
High school kids.
Just high school.
One good thing about this program is that it's able to be modified. So if it was a younger group, we might not hit on such all the heavy topics such as suicide, topics like that. So it could be presented to a younger group, but I would say no one younger than 13, probably.
Did I read something in Sarah's article in Concentrate about a football team being involved?
Right. So we have two different groups of ambassadors, and our first group that we trained is the high school football team from Ipsy High. So we're so excited that they came out, spent the day, did the training, and they will be the ones to present it to the school when they're ready.
Did you feel like you were making a difference, Cecilia, when you talked to them, that what you had to say was resonating with them?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
We're talking about the Health Ambassador Program at the Corner Health Center in Ypsilanti, which you can read more about with Sarah Riggs' article on the ground Ipsy this week in Ypsilanti. Sarah, what's coming up next week?
Well, we're taking a little break for the holidays, but when we come back, I am going to be running a story about the fact that Eastern Michigan University has the largest aviation class of aviation
Whoa,
students in its
yeah.
entire history.
Wow, yeah. Are you going to go up on any planes or anything?
No chance to be on the plane, but I did spend some time out at the Eagle Flight Center out on the campus of Willow Run, and I got to see, you know, planes taking off there while I was chatting with them.
That's Sarah Rigg, the reporter for On the Ground Ipsy. Thank you so much to Jen McLeod and Cecilia Aguilar from the Corner Health Center. Thanks for joining us on this episode of On the Ground Ipsy here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.